In the small village of Dundreville, three brothers are spurred into action when an ogre decides to raid the village, burn down the blacksmith shop, and claim two of the citizens. The Link brothers, rather than see their fair village taken advantage of, decided to head out to do some justice. However, upon returning triumphant, they find their village has been attacked and the majority of the folk has been kidnapped and possibly bound for slavery. The first step into the long, hard road that is adventuring is a dangerous one. But will the brothers become legends, or wind up dead, unarmored, in a ditch? Pathfinder. Brothers. Noble Knight Games has been serving the needs of thousands of gamers worldwide since 1997. A huge selection of over 30,000 unique products, including discounts on most in-print games of up to 50% off or more. Noble Knight Games is the place for out-of-print RPGs, board games, war games, collectible card games, miniatures, and all things game-related. They ship worldwide and will purchase or trade your titles you no longer need, new, or used. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Just visit www.noblenight.com or visit our website for direct access to thousands of new, out-of-print, and in some cases, one-of-a-kind items. The Devious Book of Fumbles and Crits from Unknown Tome Publishing. A 4th edition D&D supplement for all levels, featuring 63 new unique treasures, including 6 item sets and 28 new hazards and terrain powers. The Devious Book of Fumbles and Crits will have you critting and fumbling your way into D&D gold. Visit our website to pick up this product in print or as a PDF.
This is the Vorpal Network.
Alright. So, now at 7:30.
Ah.
You have a blue Ifrit.
No, he's an ogre magi.
Oh, that's right. A blue ogre magi.
It says the same thing on their base.
Yeah, that's... Shut up.
Just saying.
Alright. Well, you guys had successfully uncovered the spy that was hanging out in the church. You guys only have 2 more to go.
Yay, it'll take us a whole nother 2 sessions.
That's exactly what I was telling you. Andre. We're not going to get it very far today, I don't think.
Okay. Yes, but at least now we have hints of where they may be.
Not to mention the fact that without one of the spies, we have a less likely chance that we'll meet up with all of them at the same time and get smeared. Now it'll, at worst, be just 2 of them and their posses.
That's true.
But he did confirm that they weren't actually working together.
Right. Yeah. They don't necessarily know about each other, so that's good.
That makes sense.
Another question is, they know they're there, but they don't know who they are.
Yeah. Right.
So can I go back and meet with the cleric, abbot, whatever his name is?
The head priest?
Title is.
Yeah.
Actually, refresh my mind before I go into this talk. What exactly did we learn from the first spy?
From the first spy?
The one that we kept, or destroyed, whatever.
Whack.
Yes.
Basically that the spies don't work together, that they're just... He had figured that they were in important places of information gathering.
Okay. And what did I say to the guy earlier? He was hinting that he couldn't say anything. Blah, blah. Okay. Now go into the...
I'm going to eat all these things away from
you. I didn't tell you, but they're like 23 points each. Just kidding.
Oh, I'm not terribly surprised.
So, sir.
Wait, who are you talking to?
The
High Priest again.
Yes.
Okay, very good.
Did you ever have any kind of possible hints that maybe you got out of who else may be a spy? Anyone else hanging around or anything?
Nope. They just put one spy to watch me.
Well, you won't have to worry about him anymore.
I won't ask why.
Good man.
No, Chimera, come in.
That's me today.
I would love a Chimera. That is awesome. But they're considered evil.
Considered? Considered.
Well, very well. I just thought I'd ask you now that you are allowed to, you know, speak openly.
And go, you know, could not be
more so.
It is, yeah, at least somewhat more so.
It could be like a sheep, you know, like a lamb or something.
Yeah, an goat-looking thing. Yeah.
And then the lion could be like, you know,
like
a puri puri kitty.
Tiny head.
The goat and the bronze dragon are just going.
Who's he yelling? Or could be a dog.
So, we didn't have any other leads on the other two spies, nah?
Not really. Well, if you'll recall, we did suspect your girlfriend at one point. That was our only other lead, really.
That's right. I have been, like, you know, totally catering to her every whim since. You know, just making sure that she's totally comfortable.
Oh, yeah.
Putting down a wad of my cloak to...
Okay. Put my head on her and stuff. She, of course, giggles. Her name's Sabrina, remember?
Yes.
There was suspicions that one of the spies was somewhere near the mayor.
That's right.
That's right. And then there was, like, that horde of hobgoblins... Is that near the mayor as well, or no?
I don't know why.
Oh, that was a rumor.
That was a rumor
that there were hobgoblins
up at the hill.
Yeah.
Yes, in an abandoned location.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Out there over yonder, up on the hill, there's a whole bunch of them hobgoblins.
I can't recall if the other suspicion of the person was if they were in like a tavern.
Well, I don't know.
I can't recall what the other one was.
They didn't really have an idea for number three.
Okay.
Well, let's go check out the mayor, see if he's got any problems, and solve his problems. And
see if someone
gets hacked and
hanging out abnormally close.
There you go. Ready, go.
Okay.
So, who's heading over to the mayor's office?
Sabrina. Have you ever heard of anything suspicious going on up at the mayor's office?
Well, I've heard a couple of suspicious things, but it's not exactly criminal. Scandalous, but not criminal.
What do you mean by scandalous?
Are you going to be one of those gossiping couples?
Anything you'd be interested in doing?
Maybe.
I should ask what it is first.
You ask.
Yeah, that's a good idea. What exactly was it that you were thinking of that they do with the mayor's office? Does that have anything to do with filing papers?
Maybe some fraternization between the captain of the guard and the mayor.
Fraternization? Like, he's hitting on the mayor?
Hitting on is very light. Keep going.
What?
That's the rumor.
Oh, that, wow. Well.
Now you should ask whether the guard captain is female or
male. Yeah. Are either of them female?
No, they're both female.
No.
They're both male. Very good. Okay.
So, maybe, kinda, I don't know.
Fat or thin or gay or straight, there's more to love than overweight. I see. So,
you want to try that?
So scandalous. That, all right, well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to go out of the inn, and I'll come back in dressed as a captain. You be the mayor.
give me a bluff. Let's see if she catches your innuendo.
Yes!
Did I just hear that?
Yes.
Please tell me we did not hear my brother.
16.
She kind of looks at you and blinks a few times, like, "What?"
Never mind. Maybe later.
We are buddies. They got put.
In. Now we've begun rolling on superfluous things. May as well have the bennies.
No, all right. The bennies aren't in here. My mood dance.
Well, I take Sabrina aside, and I lay it out for her, and I say, look,
You know what happened last night with the deacon?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you see, we're not exactly unknown by the church.
Ooh, sounds dangerous.
Yes, and I of course have put myself in far more danger than my brothers.
Oh, of course.
Just so that you understand, we're hoping to neutralize
where'd the beddings go?
A certain threat.
I don't know, you're the one that had them.
That we
I had them somewhat.
Know about here in the city, and we just don't want you to come to any harm. I especially don't want you to come to any harm.
Oh, that's sweet of you. I'll be fine.
So
I don't know where they went. Found some quarters. Well, two quarters and a nickel.
So, what we would really, really love is if maybe you found out anything about anybody suspicious, spy.
I'll keep my ear to the ground.
Okay, and then if we find out anything, I'll come and let you know as soon as possible so you can stay out of danger.
Okay.
Any sweetiekins?
Sweetiekins?
Well, I mean, we've been on a date. I didn't know whether or not. I'll look around for, some outfits for you and I later.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, so you're in a cosplay, huh? You are bored.
Yeah. I want you to dress up and call me Link, and I'll call you Zelda. Where'd you get that name? I don't know. It's just always been attractive to me.
I couldn't tell you why.
Esmerzelda.
Esmerzelda?
Yes.
That's atrocious. Okay, so I go around looking for some costumes, some mayoral robes, as well as maybe a captain's outfit, something inexpensive yet effective. And in the meantime, I sort of ask around and see if anybody knows anything more about this.
Sure, go ahead and give me a gather information.
Little scandal up at the mayor's office. Oh, heavens no.
No,
I'm too distracted by all.
What'd you get?
Diplomacy 9.
9? Okay. The only thing you hear is the newest rumor that the deacon was murdered.
Really? You don't say?
They say it's the bandits outside of town.
How dare those bandits? What a terrible thing to hear. Hey, is that on sale?
No.
Oh. Okay. Will it be on sale in the next, 2-3 days?
Maybe.
If you give me a little bit off the top, I'll make sure and put it back into the business, if you know what I mean. Diplomacy?
Yeah.
That would be a 26.
Well, I'm sure they'll give you a 10% off.
Okay.
Your mind tricks don't work on me. Only money.
That's right. What I was thinking is that...
this is Commander Shepard, and this is my favorite story.
I mean, if these costumes work as well as I'd like them to, I could definitely make a few recommendations to some friends of mine.
Uh-huh. Always good for the free advertising. This is Afton Link, and this is my favorite store on the Citadel.
You're not going to make this a live-action play out in the middle of the commons, aren't you?
Dude! If this works out the way I want to, tomorrow morning I am in front of this costume shop. Fat or thin or gay or straight, there's more to love at overpriced date. Underpriced date.
Yeah.
Okay. Aha! So, yes, I was obviously too distracted to hear anything more than, the deacon is dead!
That one kind of caught your attention. You were a little distracted after that point.
How many days have we been in the city?
I don't remember. I think
at least 4.
Yeah, I think you've been here about a week at this point.
Okay.
Are you priming your dice? Apparently it's not working very well.
It's going to be a bad night.
Yeah, I know. Jeez.
here.
So far, I haven't broken 10.
Hold on, try this one just for fun. Hold on. I have others to try.
Okay, all right.
There we go.
Ooh.
I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to purchase the best looking sort of captain-y outfit I can.
All right, that'll actually wind up being armor.
Okay.
Oh. Of course, my orange ones are nice.
Oh, where's my core book?
What about Ryan?
Huh?
Oh. Give me my core book.
Now, we do already have a good amount of armor, so if I see something that I already own...
He's known to walk around in breastplate, which is 200 gold.
Let's see, do we have a breastplate?
Yes, but it's dwarven. And your brother is wearing it.
Well, I'm not wearing it right now, because right now I'm black.
Have you got anything just as shiny but a little less thick?
Armor?
Perhaps something ornamental, not necessarily meant to be worn in combat.
Oh, ceremonial. Sure, I could design you some ceremonial armor. Might take me a little bit, though. Make it look real nice and embellished for you.
Well, that might be more expensive.
I mean, something that looks like the usual variety, but just not quite so thick and expensive.
Too heavy for you?
Yeah, well, you know, I gotta impress the lady, and the heavier it is, the less nimble I am, you know, if you know what I mean.
Oh, you know, I could give you some fancy looking leather armor.
Paint it shiny?
Sorry, fresh out of shiny. Oh. You might want to go to a bigger town, you know.
Okay. Well, what are the usual soldiers wear up on the hill? Wherever.
Are we talking trained or are we talking conscript?
The kind that hang out with the captain.
Oh, the guard?
Yeah.
Chainmail.
You wear chainmail.
I'm wearing chainmail.
Oh, okay.
You're not wearing your pants. And that pants, and that makes 1 point of AC difference.
It does. It really
does. I figure pants would probably make more than one AC point difference.
You'd think, but you know. Especially if they were fighting dirty. Okay, I actually do have a set of chainmail. Any special, like, you know, tunics or anything that they wear?
Oh, yeah, they got the colors.
What colors do they wear?
Orange and yellow.
Got anything like that?
No, you'd have to go talk to the tailor. I'm just the blacksmith. Get back to work!
Okay, no problem.
I've been working!
Stop talking!
Where's the nearest tailor? Okay, I go looking for the tailor.
Alright.
Orange and...
Yellow.
And yellow.
Wow, that's kind of hideous.
You know what you should do? You should actually go up and look at the guards so you actually have an idea what pattern, if any.
Well, I figure I could just walk into the tailor shop. He would know better than I do what the guards look like, and I could just say, hey, can you make me something that makes me look like I'm a guard? I'm trying to impress my lady. You know, just so he doesn't think that there's anything suspicious about me trying to infiltrate the guards.
Yes, my name is Charles.
Hello, John.
I see you're from the old neighborhood.
No, of course.
Yes.
So, Charles.
Yes. I'm going to take a shot in the dark. Afton, old boy?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I am.
Oh, so long, man.
How did you know?
Your face, it's always so gaunt. The cheekbones.
Is this guy a half elf?
No.
Is this a normal human?
Yeah.
Okay.
So then, Charles.
Yes, Afton, old boy.
Boomala, how are you?
Yeah.
Say, do you know those dashing
guardsmen?
guards' outfits. You see the guards wearing all...
Oh, that hideous abomination that butchers all color schemes, yes.
Yes, of course, I was speaking merely...
facetiously.
Provincially. I say, I was hoping, old boy, if you wouldn't mind, I'd like to rather insult someone especially much, and I was wondering if you might make me a set of the old guard outfit.
Oh, you're looking for standard guard, you're looking for good-looking guard. I mean, after all, I could model it after that drab flag, or we could talk real color.
Oh, I want him to look just like those other uncouth guards.
Well, Afton, old boy, I suppose I can do it for you, but I will have to charge you, because you still owe me that money after I lent it to you for that scandalous affair with Desiree.
Oh, you know me and Desiree. Actually, I heard that she would catch on that one. She'd post you the bail, as it were.
Well, that old Desiree, that scamp.
Yes, scamp that she is.
Well, give me a couple gold and let me get your measurement.
Oh, yes, of course. I say, that sounds just peachy. I don't want to try anything at all trying to lower the price of that.
Throw dice over.
Yes, as I chuckle my wisdom. Yes, I will, of course, give him a couple of gold. In fact, I'll give him 3.
I'll give it that niggity split.
Yes, make sure it's extra snappy, old boy.
Oh, I will make it as snappy as I can.
In the meantime, I go find the nearest stall or outhouse or whatever and change into my chainmail.
Okay.
Oh, wait, I'm not actually a blacksmith. I'm actually
a horse. No, you're a horse, sir.
The horse is not a blacksmith.
That's
not
so remember
like, wait a second.
I remember
wait.
You doing right.
No, wait, that was my job before I left. Oh, yeah.
Before you were declared a heretic?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Alright. I imagine other people will want to do things at this point.
Alright, so what are you two doing?
Besides my job? I don't know, my job is really just to take care of the horses. Do I actually train them?
Nope, you're just a horse groomer.
Okay.
You're not a trainer. You're a groomer.
I thought as much. Do any, since we're going along the guard path.
Yeah.
Do, they actually take any of the horses to be trained so they can...
Guards don't actually use them.
We use them mainly for
just
farming.
Just funny.
Farming, in addition, basically the nobles. They're the ones who can actually afford horses.
Does the mayor have any horses?
Oh, yes, he has 5.
Dad.
Oh. I would laugh if you just snapped and fell over. Like,
This is where we're going to be calling this game, as Jay killed himself.
As we call 911.
Yes, can you fix a broken neck?
Sorry?
Where are you? I don't know the address. I'm here because I'm stealing... because I'm... Sorry, I have to go.
I was borrowing something, I swear! I'm going to get it back!
I was here... I plead the 5th, but I'm in this guy's house!
No, seriously, though. I'm here for a reason. That...
A good one.
I don't...
I plead the 5th.
No.
I have 15 on gathering information.
What are you looking for?
The mayor's scandals.
Oh, there. You talk to the old, little old farmer's lady. And of course, you know, you find out that there's an, supposedly him and the guard captain have a thing. That his brand new assistant, Theodore, is just a real, pip, is the word they use. And that the, bailiff is perhaps the hunkiest piece of meat that any of the old ladies have seen.
So this is some kind of gay quadrangle?
No. Theodore and bailiff are not in on it.
Oh.
It just so happens that Theodore and bailiff are especially hunky.
Got it.
To these old women.
To the old women.
All right. Is there anything else I could find beyond...
Not with a 15.
Okay.
You got the little old lady.
Yeah, that's fine. What I meant was, if I get higher, could I find something else?
Not particularly.
Okay.
It's a small town. It's not it's not as though this is, you know, crime-filled New Hope.
The street beggar on the corner has well-informed five, whereas the innkeep on the inside has well-informed 27. So, you know, just go talk to him.
Is there anything else I could find out about the mayor's office?
You just get sick for a couple days.
What was your alignment again?
It's blank.
Just the mayor's office.
Mayor's office in general, usual complaints about the mayor's office, they're slow, taxes are too high, I don't understand the people. Usual complaints.
Okay.
You know, if the mayor wasn't gone out to the war, you know, things would be different.
Or I guess I mean the mayor in specifically, like, not necessarily scandals about him, but just, like, about him in general.
He was born in 1972. All right, has a mole on his right cheek.
People, you get the usual smatterings of, you know, I hate him, I love him, you know, I wouldn't vote for him if I could vote, you know, that sort of thing. Basically what you really find is the fact that he leads the cavalry division of Overdale. And of course, since everyone's out at war, because come summertime, everyone tries to kill each other and steal each other's land, as a time-honored tradition, you know, most people, he's absent a lot. So usually this running in the city actually comes down to the bailiff. And now the new guy, Theodore, who came in not too long ago, is contesting the power, so to speak.
Okay, so he's...
And the captive guard is also out of battle.
Right.
Like everywhere else, they're kind of left at a skeleton crew.
Got it. Okay, so the bailiff and Theodore, they're... in a power struggle for who's running?
Basically. Okay. I mean, it's never, you know, quite the vicious, cutthroat type of politics, but it's the, you know, that's my job, no, that's not your job, you're the bailiff. That's not your job, you're the stupid mayor's assistant, let me do my job. They're competing, but it's not, like, blood feud. Mm-hmm. It's, get off my toes, newbie.
Yeah.
Shut up and learn your place.
Which one's the noob?
Theodore. Okay. The mayor's assistant.
Very good.
How and when was he hired, or is that a
About 6 months ago.
Okay.
And he came highly referred from up north in Minoria. They don't really trust him because he's a Minorian. So, but
I take it the bailiff is from here.
Bailiff is a local boy. Bailiff's been here as long as the mayor has.
Who goes about hiring assistants and stuff?
They usually come referral, and that's usually the...
Good enough.
It's the referral. In addition, it's whoever's seeking the person does the hiring process.
Okay.
So you'd have to talk to the mayor. He's the one who probably hired
him. Okay, that was my question. The mayor goes about hiring these people or something.
That was pretty cool.
He hired him 6 months ago because he was highly referred.
Cool.
Don't have one of those.
By his cousin.
I'm up north. What am I gonna do with it?
It's an ant people.
It's dry cream.
Well, I'm getting suspicious. Alright, I guess at dinner, unless you guys have other stuff to do.
Well, I was gonna see how fast the tailor could.
Charles, old boy, I say, how much longer do you have on that fancy?
Oh, please! Outfit? I mean, you just walked in. I've barely gotten your measurements down. I'm currently in the preliminary sketches.
There we go. Oh, I say, do let me know as soon as you can.
Oh, of course, wife, did anything.
I'm staying at that one inn down the way, the Curdled Milk.
Oh! It's an all right establishment. I prefer the Green Raven myself.
Yes. But as you know, I am attempting to besmirch someone's name, and in fact this is precisely the reason why. Otherwise I'd be staying at the Green Raven.
Yeah, well, besmirch away, old boy.
Yeah, thank you.
Who are you besmirching, by the way?
Oh, he's an old acquaintance. I wouldn't dare introduce him to you for fear that someone might see you with him and think less of you, of course.
Oh, well, then let me know his name so I can avoid them.
Oh, yes, of course. That old bloke down the way. Do you remember Roger?
Roger? No, I don't quite remember Roger. Who was he the one with the buck teeth?
Yes, he was. And the bucket.
The bucket? Oh, him.
Yes, of course. Him.
Oh, well, it wasn't quite scandalous when I met him. What has he done to earn your ire, Afton?
Oh, let it keep, my friend. As soon as you're done, I'll tell you the whole story.
Oh, do tell, do tell.
Now I gotta come up with a good story.
You're a bard. If you can't, I'll be sad.
I'm just saying.
I'm sorry, your story sucked. Lose a level with bard. No, you're not getting it back.
That's okay. I'll just pull in another character. The exact same one.
Afton
carbon copy.
Or Tafton.
Yes. Or
get away from you.
Shut up. Give me the chocolate.
Not for.
Yes, I am not for the drab. Not for the drab. Anyway. Okay. So chocolate. Yes, I'll tell him the full story when I come back from my clothes.
Alright.
So I'm back in the thing, performing, whatnot.
So, at dinner or after you're done performing or whatever.
Mm-hmm. We're there.
So I want to make a roll for how much I earned today.
Sure, if you want to make your performance roll.
Today I'm doing oratory. I'm telling the story of how the camels back east ended up leading a wild pack of wolves across country and feeding many paupers along the way as the camels stampeded the wolves and left them in their wake.
So 21. Led the wolves and then stampeded them.
Yeah, they turned around.
You earn 1 gold.
Yeah! Nice. It was a memorable story.
We were confused.
Whose thing is this?
Is it yours? I already ate mine.
Yeah,
I had mine.
Can I have it?
Yeah.
I have it.
So okay. I have 2 in my bag.
I love these things.
Okay, so realizing that I don't get my outfit until later, I change back into my change shirt.
So I was asking around about the mayor's office, and there's a new guy, and he seems kind of suspicious.
Mm.
His name's Theodore.
Oh, don't tell. Oh, sorry. I met a guy. Sorry, what?
Maybe you should tell him you're besmirching Theodore's name.
Yeah. Oh,
it's too late now, though. You called him Roger.
Yeah, well.
Anyway, Theodore, he was just hired like 6 months ago, and now...
It's too early.
Oh?
Yeah, they've been here for at least a year.
Maybe one guy got caught already, and they replaced him.
Not very good spies, then.
Well, it could...
We found one.
It could be that he's not Theodore. It could be the bailiff.
It could be the bailiff, too. But Theodore seems... the one to me. He seems very suspicious to me right now. He's actually contesting the power of the bailiff because the bailiff is the one who runs things when the mayor's away at war.
Mm-hmm. Any word on the captain?
The guard captain is also away at war, so I'm certain he's not.
It'd be a really crappy spy. Oh.
Yeah.
For half the year, you're out of war.
So you share in the tent with the mayor, right? Alright.
Incidentally, those two might be doing naughty things on the battlefield, let me tell ya.
I omitted that because it's not important.
You tried to impose it on your girlfriend.
Oh, incidentally, I'm getting a guard's uniform made for me.
Well, that's convenient, I guess.
Just in case we need to infiltrate the place and get some insider information.
I suppose so. Well,
good luck with that.
Yeah, there probably aren't very many guards at the moment.
Dude, all I gotta do is pay off one guy.
No. Well, use it wisely.
Saying.
Don't get caught.
And if you do, there's a sign I put.
And you never met us.
Save that for later.
Well, I extremely doubt it is Theodore. So it is, anything, it's a possibility. What we can do is we can play that on. So if it's not, if he's not the spy think that we're after him, and thus ignoring everyone else.
Cheers.
And so we can try and play that along. Later, as in mean after, before interrogations.
I'm sorry, what? I was too busy dying.
My point exactly.
At least you didn't take offense to being called Spaz.
Nah. I'm good.
Have you seen his character previous to this game?
You mean in the PRA game?
No.
No, the dragon.
Oh, yeah, the dragon too.
Anyway, okay, so what were you saying about something important?
Afton, what are you doing today?
mostly it was recreation. So sue me.
You don't have enough gold to sue.
I'm earning a good wage. I thought maybe I could enjoy myself.
It's not like you're doing anything else.
And I know. Anyway, okay, so, yes. What's the plan then from here out? We've got, you know, well, potential for infiltration.
The possibility...
We think that it's either the bailiff or Theodore?
The real question is, how are we going to get in? Mm-hmm. And how are we going to stay in the area?
If you're getting a guard uniform...
I propose the Star already? Wars method.
Oh.
No. I'm the one who comes in arresting you two for, you know, mild vagrancies. And, you know, I get us in, and of course we take you down to the, you know, mayor's office to check in with Theodore about, you know, what to do with these two, etc.
He's going to point to the dungeon.
Right, whatever.
Yeah.
I'll ask about the usual procedure, and then we can come up with a plan from there.
I was about to say, because at that point, then we're criminals breaking out of the dungeon.
Oh, no, not necessarily. You see, we don't have to be the same thing wherever we go. Meaning, I could get us in under the pretense that you're criminals, and then the next set of guards we talk to, we could just sort of make up a story or something. Or not, that's fine too. Whatever.
Yeah, I doubt that would work. It's a good idea, but...
Okay. But still, it would get us in.
Possibly.
And if we were, you know, coming in under the pretense of criminals, well, you know, whoever was in power, the spy himself, would probably have a posse that was in with the guards anyway. So we'd end up finding the guards one way or another. I'd wager.
Maybe the guards are with the mayor's office. If so, you can just walk in.
That's true.
You don't need to be arresting us.
Yeah, I suppose that's true.
We could try and become recruits.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could approach... everybody and say, hey, I've got a couple new recruits for us. Or whatever.
Yes.
That way we could get
But then I thought about that previously, but I withheld because I wasn't sure if this spy knew of our existence yet. And
true.
So
well, they know someone exists.
Someone killed
point,
the beacon.
Yeah.
At which point, three outsiders suddenly come into town. A week later, they apply for the guard where I'm stationed.
Right. Well, it doesn't have to be three. Like, it could be two of us, so as not to arouse suspicion. Like, hey, I'm one of the guards and I've got one of these guys.
So what would the third one do?
Well, honestly, if they're at a skeleton, if they're at a skeleton crew,
mm-hmm.
they probably know every guard.
That's true.
I don't think infiltrating will work quite as well, unless you're impersonating someone.
Correct,
specific.
But I have a disguise kit.
Yes. I'm just saying we'd have to knock one of them out and impersonate them.
Or bribe them. I'm just saying.
Or bribe them.
There's
that contradicts what you just said. If it's skeleton crew and they know each other very well, personating someone is not going to work.
If he can disguise himself well enough, he'll work.
I've got a good bluff check. And a disguise kit.
What I mean is
you're the only one, though.
You can't be a nameless, faceless guard. You
right.
have to be someone.
Right. I can be the
That's
someone.
That's why I said become recruits.
That's, yeah,
I
just exactly.
join the guard.
Yeah. Right. So I'm saying I could be...
So they recognize us as the new people.
I could be the one random guy that happens to be one of the dudes on the inside. And then I could introduce you
so Brain
or
brings,
both of you.
So Brain brings free drinks.
Ooh.
Then walks off.
Why are we in the tavern and not our room? I do not want to be in the tavern while talking to you.
That's true.
All.
Yeah. I don't think we would be.
That doesn't change the fact she brings free drinks.
Oh, yes.
She opens up, she knocks on the door, opens up the door, gives you guys a drink, closes the door, walks back downstairs.
Thank you.
Thanks, sweetie kids.
Detect poison.
All of them detect mild alcohol poisoning.
Well, they all detect poison.
So yes, I can disguise myself as the one guy.
I make
so
my alchemy roll.
Suspects me, and then I can either introduce one or both of you as new recruits.
Go ahead.
If it's one of you, the other of you could play recon. If it's both of you, we could just all go in and call it good.
We can find people who are looking for jobs, and we can convince them to come with us, so there's, like, I don't know, five of us.
Or whatever, yeah. We could go recruiting ourselves. Or I could go recruiting on behalf of the guards.
Go recruit and crumble.
Dude, that would not be a bad idea.
That would be a horrible idea.
That would be a terrible idea.
You know what? Actually, why don't we do that with, like, maybe,
Newt?
What's our druid's name?
Misha?
Misha. Misha, thank you. I keep forgetting. It's been too long, guys.
She's out with druids.
Yeah.
That's true, but if we go find her, or if we get other
people. She got captured with you guys. Remember that.
Yeah, right. Well, but still,
yeah, right now, she found the druids in the city.
Can I use my disguise kit on her to make her look like not an elf?
Yeah.
And as somebody other than who she is?
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. So I could get
disguising someone as. Changing races is minus five.
Okay.
On the disguise roll.
Right.
And what, you're going to make Fury look like a Doberman?
Are there What's the mix of races in this town? Is it all human?
That's a good question. Over now.
It's currently loading.
Alright. There is 75% human. 15% half elf. Make sure I got all my numbers right. Okay, so I'm up to 90. 5% half orc. 3% elf. 2% dwarf, 1% other.
Meaning there could be a couple of halflings here.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just surprising that half-breeds are actually the majority here.
Right. All right. Well.
Other than human.
Other than human.
We could definitely get Newt in on it. Have him be one of the recruits. I could disguise him to look like somebody else.
Not a lot of shortage.
What's that?
There's not a lot of shorties in the town. Just saying.
Okay. And then I'm thinking maybe, I mean, shoot, I mean, Drea would be good. What?
I do not want to involve any wizards.
For the guard?
Okay, she's a hopeful, okay? But at least it gets her in.
She's a hopeful.
I'll ask her,
something,
I guess.
Okay? So that way we can get at least a couple more of our posse in on it.
Andrea's like, I could be a scribe, but I don't want to wear armor.
You could be a scribe for the mayor's office.
I could help you with that.
See, I know.
I'm a good scribe. I've been doing it.
Why don't we see if propose? You can land a job. Why don't we propose
already?
That beat you in the head.
You just, three brothers for one woman.
You just
damn.
You just met Sabrina.
Shut up.
No, I'm not marrying her.
I don't want to marry her either.
We could suggest to Theodore or to somebody in, you know, to send along to Theodore the idea that we have, since he's so overburdened with all of the work that comes along with managing an entire town without the mayor, we could get him an assistant. Anya Drea would be
the mayor's assistant.
The mayor's assistant.
Right. So that way we could get in on, you know, maybe making him happy, and at the same time we offer the bailiff, you know, his own assistant of sorts, right? His, you know, squire, as it were, or whatever. That way he would feel like, oh, hey. So then I could, you know, and we could play them against each other. We could say, hey, Theodore's getting an assistant. You should have one, too. Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. And then do the same thing the other way around. I hear that bailiff, man. He got himself an assistant. You should, I got the perfect person for you.
Okay, if we try that, let's learn about these people first.
Right, no problem.
Tomorrow.
The next day, unless we're not done talking.
So that gets in Anya Drea and possibly Newt as the squire of the bailiff.
Okay.
Yeah. And then the three of us.
And then we're going to join the guard still?
Correct.
Okay.
Is that cool?
Sure. I don't really see Newt as a good squire, but okay.
I mean, he needs somebody to carry around his armor or something. I don't know. The bailiff.
No offense, Newt.
Dayla.
It's alright.
Dayla may be a better choice for something like that.
She already has a job.
As do you.
What's her job?
She's a waitress.
You also have a job here.
Yeah. We all have jobs.
Yeah. And she's content where she is.
I'm just saying. It would help us get it. But at the same time, Dayla wouldn't be good in a fight.
Okay.
She's learning.
Yeah. She has a quarterstaff. And got, like, accurate once, I think.
Yeah, she did take out one guy.
She actually was doing a lot, but no. Fist.
Yeah, she punched a guy out.
That's right!
Yeah, that's awesome.
I don't know. It's up to you. But I think our halfling friend might be a little more disposable.
Isn't he a gnome?
Oh, he is a gnome, isn't he?
I was going to say.
My bad.
Newt, do you think you could sell yourself to the bailiff in that manner? Not sell yourself as a scribe to the bailiff, I mean? Or as something? Squire?
Shut up, two of you. Before we decide who's going with who, let's learn about these people.
Absolutely, that's fine. I'm just saying that
You actually want to go along my expertise, I could actually design locks. You know, he's the bailiff, does jailing stuff. I could do that.
That's why I'm saying learn about these people before we start sending random people to the dogs.
Actually, you didn't say anything. You were yelling it. I'm pretty sure the people downstairs heard you.
That's because these guys don't know how to shut up.
We just happen to be full of good ideas, and you don't like it.
No, I just think you like the sound of your own voice.
I think you all are children. Grow up! How old are you all? Grow up!
Brothers.
Pick your
Yeah, pretty much. Okay. Well, when I get my outfit tomorrow, I can start asking around the guards. Yeah. I told you! I was having the tailor make me a guard's outfit! How many times do I have to tell you?
They wear armor.
The guards have scale mail. No.
Chainmail.
Chainmail and, like,
a tabard.
Yes. It's yellow and orange.
Walks over, puts the pillow around it.
I start sketching him.
You're stabbing me in the back.
I stab you with 23.
23 and just roll the other one for me.
Bailiff and...
As said previously, I'm
going to... And 24 on the Theodore.
Okay. Alright, bailiff. Bailiff's been in town forever. The bailiff, he's an older gentleman. 40s to 50s at this point. He's up there with the old ladies, but his physical form is still almost as good as he was when he was younger. But his mind is much sharper. He is surly, stern, and an uncompromising man.
My type of guy!
He's a very mild-mannered man, with only two exceptions. One, people say he's a human lie detector.
Oh, crap.
Second,
awesome.
He himself hates orcs.
So it's obvious it's in the half-orc after him.
Okay. All right.
That's caused some problems with the half-orcs in town. Not you guys, but just saying.
Yeah.
All right. Theodore, not a lot is known about him. He's only been here very shortly. He got hired very quickly after the mayor's previous assistant was... he went missing.
Was he a heretic?
No, not necessarily.
Okay.
He just went missing.
I'm just wondering if he was part of the missings. That group of missing people.
Mm-hmm. He's... Being a Minorian, he's very loud and very commanding. He is no good with paperwork, but he is a very good judge of character.
Wow, this is perfect.
In addition, his only real notable quirk that people have kind of found out about him is that he's got a weakness for the powder.
He's a druggie!
The powder?
The powder. That's a slang term that you're not familiar with here in Faros. You could give me a knowledge local, see if you maybe have heard of the powder.
16. Let's see.
It's about a 15.
Yeah.
It's uncommon, it's not exactly rare. Powder, basically it's an herb that people dig up, it's local to this region, they dry it, cut it up, and then snort it. It actually produces a depressant. Hmm. It actually slows him down.
Huh.
It's a calming effect.
Ooh, we should totally get Anya Drea to invite him into a little powder. No. He's not the human lie detector. You get her to sort of invite, him into a nice powder fest, and then like, sort of bluff him into thinking that, you know, she's coming in, you know, and then sort of, ha ha, or whatever.
He's not intentionally trying to turn her into a druggie.
Yes, I'm just saying, bluff him into revealing his cards.
Uh-huh.
We can use that against
you want her to be a crack whore?
Okay, you found me out. I want to... Yes. Because after Sabrina, she's next. She's next.
Oh, Sabrina's already a crack whore?
I have had my eye on her. I want them both to be crack whores so that I can take advantage of them.
Right.
That reminds me, I want to buy District 13.
Okay.
Are there crack whores in that?
Yeah, remember his sister got turned into a crack whore?
Are you talking about District 9?
Spider Monkey! Spider Monkey ran up and down the walls, kicked a lot of ass. French.
Okay,
worked with the bald guy.
That's right.
You were there!
The French guy.
You said it was awesome!
French film.
District 13?
Yes. District 13!
It's a French film.
Oh, that would be why I don't
know. Guy that, like, does parkour all over the place. And
running up and down the walls, doing city... You watched it.
I did watch it. You watched it.
And you were spazzing out, doing more than usual.
Yeah, with Jenny. Jenny watched it.
Yeah, I know who Jenny is.
I know, I mean, but last time she was here, we all watched it together at Tyler's house on the projector. We watched like that and the sequel.
Yeah, never again.
Okay.
I want to buy that.
I'm sure if I see it again, he'll go.
Oh! Remember they had, like, all the races?
Yeah, and the shaved guy with 2K on the back of his head.
Yeah, and, and then the sequel, there was the Asian chick that was all into computers. Yeah. It was really racist, and then...
Anywho.
No.
All right. Doesn't matter.
All right.
Anywho.
Huh.
I remember.
Yeah. For once, I actually remembered something, okay?
Because it was awesome?
Yes, it was freaking awesome.
All right, so... What's the plan? You guys have gathered your information.
So that's what we know about him. I think our original plan will work fine, especially since Newt is no longer lying. He's suggesting.
He can honestly say, "Yeah, I'm locked.
Yeah,
and manacled.
Yeah."
Now all we have to do is find out whether or not they're in need of manacles and locks, etc.
Well, he can always go say, "Hey, I can make these things. Do you need someone like that?"
Right.
They're really good.
That'll get him in.
Mm-hmm. And then if not, well, we'll have to come out with something else.
All right, so what's the plan B?
Who's the guy you're thinking of in District 13?
I don't remember his name.
Yeah, me either.
All right.
But we just called him Spider Monkey. He's just like, we're like...
Yeah, he was insane. But it's a French film. District 13.
Does that look familiar?
Yeah, this guy. Yeah.
Okay, so...
Yeah. No.
That's a secondary character. Whatever.
What? No, that's the guy.
No, that's not the main guy. Remember, it was a partners.
No, it was the bald guy, though. He was the cop.
No.
Anyway, so... Now that I've completely failed.
that was them.
Yeah, but. That was them.
All right, so...
I swear. We're breaking up.
Apparently.
Are you sure it was me?
Yes, I'm sure it was you. Because you're all like, that's what I want to do with my character in Aeon City.
That'd be so freaking cool!
No, I based him off of...
When you saw it again.
New Hope?
It doesn't matter. She doesn't remember anyway. I'm going to hold her head underwater until she... Okay. Until she nearly drowns. I'm going to waterboard her. You remember now?
I'm going to start investigating what kinds of guards there are. Sort of, you know, nonchalantly talk to them. Maybe I'll disguise myself a little bit before I go talk
to them. Go ahead. Simple gather diplomacy.
Okay.
Gather diplomacy.
Gather diplomacy.
I will gather my diplomacy and roll. I'm going to re-roll that. Oh, that's nice.
All right. There are a total of 4 guards that are left in town.
Okay. I'm looking for one of them that I can impersonate the easiest.
All right. One that you're going to be...
four in town.
So, if I look exactly like him and duplicate his mannerisms exactly, it won't matter how many there are. There could be 2.
How many days are you stalking him?
As long as I need to. Anyway, sorry. Go ahead.
Are you 2 done?
Just saying, you can't just walk up to someone and impersonate without knowing who the hell they are.
Right, that's what I'm
doing.
Right,
go ahead. Let me go ahead and get out the shivs and let me tie your guys' hands together.
Yeah! Okay, let's go.
All right. The one that, since I'm just going to cut to the chase, the one you're going to be able to most easily impersonate is a half-elf.
Okay.
His blood is, of course, half-elven, or half-sylvan. He's fairly quiet, keeps to himself. He's more graceful than most humans, mm-hmm. showing his elven heritage. The only thing that you think you might have an issue with is that he has intricate, basically sleeve tattoos all the way up his arms. You can't fully see all of them because, you know, covered mostly by chainmail, but you can definitely see at least the hand part.
Okay.
Well, you can see on the hand part, basically it actually looks like a bunch of orcs on fire.
Okay. Does he have any relatives in town?
Yeah. Whole family.
The whole family. Mom, dad, sisters, brothers.
Mom, dad, sisters, brothers, wife. Two children. A couple nephews. And a niece.
Dang.
You should probably learn their names.
Of course. I go about researching my character. What is his name?
Did I script to know too? Like, tell us the one thing I didn't mean.
Steve!
Oh, he's not Steve.
Tien. T-I-A-N.
Tien.
Shinhong?
Okay.
I'm not worried about his family. You research them.
I know his family now. I know Kung Fu. Yeah.
It's a bunch of half-elves. A half-elf father met a half-elf mother. They produced half-elf babies.
Wow, that's pretty nice. And then somewhere in there, there's like a baby half-orc, and they're like, you, the milkman? I never thought of you.
Half-human, quarter-elf, quarter-orc.
actually,
and that's how mutts are.
No. Half orc. Half orc, quarter human, quarter elf.
There you go.
All right. I do have like half elf interraces in my game. Oh. There's this half elf, half dwarf, half human.
That's 150% of a man.
I know.
I wanted to ask you one time for some future character, could I be half Sylvian? Half Sylvan, half other one.
Nyepian.
Yeah.
Would I take like -4 con, and then +2 intelligence, +2 dex?
Yes, I'm gonna. Your con's -12. Just because I don't like you.
Yes. Who does he report to? Who is his immediate superior?
The bailiff.
Okay. Does he have any specific...
By the way, the name, bailiff's name is Stefan.
Stefan, that's a good
name. Before you guys ask.
Stephanie.
Yes.
Stefan. Who used to be a Stephanie before he put on the cursed belt of gender reversal. Because that's how we roll in this game.
We should present him with a gift.
Now, is he especially friends with any of the other guards?
Him?
No. So he keeps to himself, he's quiet.
He keeps to himself, doesn't associate with any, basically, non-half-elves.
Okay.
He does not associate with any non-half-elves. There you go.
Right, yes.
Except for elves. He does associate with them.
Okay.
Because he associates it with the other guards, at least.
Yeah.
A little bit.
The other guards, are they mostly human?
The other three are human. Okay. The remainder of the guards are out at war.
Okay. So the four that are left, do I need to know their names as well, or would you just give that to me?
Skippy, Jimmy, and Mo, Curly, and Larry.
Where's Shem?
Was it Mo, Curly, and Shem?
No, it's Mo, Curly, it's Mo, Larry, and Curly. It's just Curly left, and then it was Shem for a while.
Yeah, well, it's Curly.
Yeah, like Curly. Okay. Curly's the original.
Mo, Curly, and Larry. Very good. Okay. Now, what I'd like to do is see if I can.
Okay. Maybe that's who you guys should impersonate.
Does Tien frequent any bars or inns? Does he ever get drunk?
His wife does not let him.
Oh, what a loser! Okay.
This is why you never ask.
That, that, having a special hobby?
As far as you can tell, he's not allowed to have hobbies.
Aha! Okay, so his wife beats him. okay, and...
You will find out that he does occasionally sneak off, but no one really knows to where.
Okay. What I'd like to try and do is maybe approach him when he's by himself, disguised, of course, and see if I can't, like, offer him some lotion or something like that, and, like, see if I can get him to, you know, pull up his sleeves so I can see more of his tattoos.
All right, sure. Basically what this is it's a bluff.
Okay. I am a lotion merchant.
Excuse me, sir. You there.
You need some
lotion. I see you're a fellow half-elf. I say, haven't you ever noticed that the skin gets dry once in a while? All of this soldiering around, armor and whatnot. Not good enough.
Okay, so you had a 7 plus whatever.
Am I allowed to take the 7?
Yeah. You always take the higher of the roll. No, question. You take the roll that you want. For example, if you're mind control and swinging at someone, I do let you take a natural 1 if you're bending it to try and miss.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Well, if I take the 7, that'll give me a bluff of 17.
Pretty good.
So, there you go.
Not terrible. You probably want to re-roll that.
You rolled an 18.
Yeah.
Plus his own... sense roll. Motive.
What level
he's a guard.
This is a 20.
Okay, so you have to get a 10 to match him.
No, he has to get an 11 to beat. He's got a 50-50 chance.
Yeah. That's a pretty good chance, honestly.
I'm going to regret this later, but I was going
to... Yes, you will, considering all the saves are coming up here soon.
Yes, I'm saying.
No, TN is saying.
Is there any appeal for the guy who paid for the other guy? Okay. There we go.
You're paying me. 28.
No, but...
All right. No, not right now.
Okay. I'll give you something. So, 28. Life is threatened.
He kind of goes, how much?
I'll make you an offer you can't refuse. For the lotion.
Okay.
Would you like to try any of the product?
Sure.
Okay. Just pull up your armor there. Yes. Nice. Okay, I got a good look at his tattoos.
Do you have any sort of knowledge religion?
I do have knowledge religion. I have 1 rank in it, which gives me an effective 7 bonus.
Go ahead and roll. It's fairly easy.
Okay.
10 is all you need because it's
there,
common knowledge.
There you go.
Basically, what you see is this is the story of Corellian Lathenon v. Grump / Khaljeed.
Corellian Lathenon?
Yeah, God of the Elves.
Okay.
Yes.
God of Elves. It's, you know, and it's just the scene of orcs and elves fighting. And of course, elves emerging triumphant.
As they set the orcs on fire.
Yep.
Lovely. Okay.
Well, the elves have mages. And druids, both of which shoot a lot of fire.
There you go.
I like reading the form.
Isn't that lovely? Wonderful.
He oils himself up. By the way, what did you actually use as lotion?
Just standard lotion.
Okay. Mark off a silver somewhere. Okay. But just then, I was like, what did you actually
use? I'm
poisonous mushrooms. Okay. Flesh burns off.
Well, I don't know. How much stuff do you have in jars?
He does have poisonous mushrooms in the jar.
Well, let's see. I have pickle brine. Chicken soup. That's moldy by now. So that could be a kind of
but the pickle juice is still good.
Oh, it is. Yeah,
it's brine.
Self preserves. Okay. I have an acid flask.
What the hell is this?
What the crap? Let's see. And I also have some small viper boys.
Some of you guys would have heard that you're out gathering information during the day. The carnival's due here any time now.
Oh, ooh, the carnival. Ooh, lovely.
Carnival.
It's that time of year again. They come by here every year.
Sweet.
Okay, and then I say, you know, you look a little tired. What do you say you come down to the inn and I'll buy you a pint?
Nope, sorry, can't.
Oh, okay.
On well. Duty at both work and home.
Oh, really? I see.
Mm-hmm.
I know how it is. I've got a wife of my own. She don't let me do anything.
Yeah, well, mine's because of newborn.
Really? Oh, that's nice. Boy or girl? Of course, I already know.
Girl.
Yeah. The girl's
confused. She doesn't sleep through the night yet.
Kind of tired then, huh?
Yep.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. If you ever need somebody to rely on, I won't mention it if you sort of doze off.
Yeah. Thanks. How much for the lotion?
Oh, just a silver.
Give me a bottle. Maybe this will appease her enough that I can sleep in.
Say, when do you get off? What's your usual...
I get off?
Yeah. What's
your usual shift? That stopped before the pregnancy.
Right. Yeah, I know how that is, too.
Obviously, you got off at least one time.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, that stopped. That stopped about 2 months after the pregnancy.
Oh, I see. So, yeah, when's your usual shift?
Dawn till dusk.
Hmm.
From dusk till dawn.
So you've been up for... however long.
It's about we'll go ahead and say noon, you're late for work.
Noon and you're late for work.
You're late for work.
Oh, okay.
Remember, you do lunch shift.
Of course. I'm late for work. Okay. Very good. So, I'm going to plan on... I'll see if I can map the guy's route to and from the guardhouse. And, plan to abduct him in the least obvious area possible.
All right. Yeah, he's the one who also gets stuck out going towards the edge, so you'll be able to jump him near the edge.
Okay. And then I go back to the tailor shop, pick up my clothes.
You'll notice that I've got this nice little embroidery along the edge, nice little silver cord embroidery. You'll notice that the colors are actually, as opposed to just the standard, like red and orange burlap for most of the guards, you've actually kind of got a nice linen.
Ooh. You mean yellow and orange?
Yeah.
Yellow and orange. Yeah. Okay. Oh, I say, my boy. Oh, well done, well done.
Oh, yes. Might I say that your hands are soft.
Oh, thank you very much. You know, I picked this up at the local herbal shop, and I wonder...
I use it as a face mask, but of course most people would frown upon it if you knew where it came from.
Oh, is that so?
Oh, yes.
Oh, do tell.
Displays of beast lactations.
You know, I always prefer the lactations of the bugbears, but...
I have to say that's a little putrid for me.
Well, it may be. At least it's better than the owlbears. So then,
do for his life.
Do I owe you anything over and above what I paid you before?
No.
Oh,
well. Anything for the old neighborhood.
Exceptionally good, old chap. Exceptionally good. Yes.
And give that Roger a good what for?
Oh, I shall do.
Capital.
Cap. So yeah, leave with my bundle.
You're late for work. You get berated.
Okay, so I'm late for work. Sorry. I sort of nudged Sabrina. I was getting a little something for later.
Not right now.
Oh, sorry. As I said, the story of the camels and the wolves, part two. Forsooth, it was a bright day over Midhaven, and there wentst the many camels who did trod upon the beasts of yonder, when all of a sudden I got what kind of a roll here? Let's see. 19! Yes, very good. And so, thus it was.
And take two after the batteries died.
And forsooth, the camels did trod upon the wolves, and thereby the homeless people of the... Yeah, okay, I get my 6 silver.
Some people didn't know what you were talking about because they weren't there yesterday.
You take care of horses. The horses trot slowly.
Oh, they're having a bad day.
It's rainy.
They're trotting through the mud. They're just like, stupid. sucks.
I haven't got to fight anything for a long time.
They see other, you know, horses outside the barricade jumping over things. Neighing happily and living free life while these horses like...
Dude, you could down that horse. Don't go thinking that.
Run more in Clydesdales. Good horse. Says the big brother. Good horse.
And that's just up to his butt.
So I'm comforting the horses. You could take him, trust me. You would snap him in half.
Do you want me to go with you to...
Please tell me who you're talking to before you start saying anything.
I was going to hint at it when I was finished talking.
Okay.
But it's an Andrea.
Okay.
Do you want me to go with you to apply for the scribe job?
I already did.
Oh, how'd it go?
Yeah. I got hired right off the bat. They didn't even want to see my calligraphy.
Oh. Wow. Hmm.
Kind of awkward.
Yeah. That...
Oh, crap.
Maybe they know who we are.
Nope. Maybe he's just really lonely.
Well.
Said I was the first woman to apply for that sort of position in a long time.
I'll tell you what, she actually applied for the position she did.
Huh. You didn't think about this ahead of time?
Didn't consider it.
I thought they were gay.
Dude, that's the captain and the mayor who are off at war.
Well, they said the... Bailiff was a pip.
Theodore and the Bailiff?
Yeah.
Do you know what a pip means?
No. I figured it's slang. You said pip.
Yes, that's what he's
they call
a pip.
It. They, that's what they call it here. And I was like, oh, no, that means
that, no, that means he's amusing, he's hot, he's funny.
And these
women. He's great. He's a riot. He's fun to hang out with. A pip.
Oh my gosh, you're such a riot.
They were the little old ladies, so... What did they do for entertainment? Sit around and talk.
Oh, honey. Have you seen his rump? It's just... all round. It's rounder than your buns. I know, my bakery goods are pretty round. And buttery.
Boy, I'd like to see some nuts on those buns.
Okay.
Score.
So yes, I don't think that they're
gay.
They're
okay.
Not gay.
They're obviously not gay.
I'm gay. Now, hang on. Okay, so she got
all
the
this would have been avoided with a sassy gay friend.
How's new?
No, this could have been avoided by having a sassy gay friend.
What are you doing? Oh my god, what are you doing?
Oh my goodness, did you see the pecs on that guy?
No, actually, it's something on YouTube. It's hilarious.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
It takes Shakespeare's tragedies and said how they would have been different if the main character had a sassy gay friend. Juliet, what are you doing? He's dead and I love him. You met him on Sunday and it is Thursday morning. Are you really ready to die for a guy that you've met for 4 days? Honey, you'll get over him.
Right.
Because honestly, when you look at Romeo and Juliet, you're like...
That was pretty quick.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it's supposed to be the quintessential story of true love. So if true love ever existed and it was worthwhile, it doesn't really matter how long you know the person, but yes, it's...
It was 4 days.
4 days.
That's definitely what a sassy gay friend would be saying.
Come on, honey. You can do way
better. Like, really do it. It's habit.
Pepper. All right. So, did Newt get his job?
Oh, yeah. He went into the interview with Anya Drea.
Oh, okay.
He talked with the bailiff, and apparently they've got, they don't use manacles, they use rope.
Wow, they really needed your services, huh?
That's what he said.
Yeah. Just make sure they don't have any on hand when we go in.
Manacles take a while to make.
Good.
They're metal, know.
I'm just saying.
You know?
I made that one lock. Yeah. I didn't know.
Do you have a Clydesdale that has, you know, smithing capabilities?
No, I do.
Do you have a forge?
No.
He pats the back of your calf. I'm sorry. Because you can't reach your...
Anything higher and it would just be in deep.
Oh, well, it doesn't require his money or something.
Okay, well, they're in. Now we just have to get in illegally. That sounds great.
Not illegally.
What are you talking about?
You're getting in illegally.
Yes, the other two of you are out.
I wouldn't recommend it.
Yes.
I suggest against the course of action.
I would recommend actually getting hired.
Yes.
Not pretending to be one of four people.
It'll get you into trouble. I won't deny that.
Yeah.
It'll be fun.
Yes.
And we'll probably be the ones arresting you, ironically.
Yeah. That's all right. I look forward to arresting you, brother.
That's how Myrick's law works.
Awesome. No, I can count on you guys. Thanks.
Okay, let's go fly.
All right.
Well, are we getting anyone else to come join us?
Vyndra and Newt.
Did you want to...
No, random people.
Did you want
not people we know.
Right. Let me go ahead and dress up in my fancy knight's outfit and see if I can recruit anybody, like, on the street. I don't know if there's anything like...
Now they're having a knife fight.
No. Wait.
By our powers combined, we are...
A chimera?
Captain Planet. Well, one of them is blue.
Give me a quick diplomacy. See if there's anyone who's interested.
I'm just looking for anyone who doesn't have a job.
22.
Four more than willing to join.
All right. So we've got four people.
Cool.
So that's seven of us.
That's decent.
Along with you two, who are legit, and me. The only one of us who has decided to go the illegal route.
Yep.
This is going to be so awesome.
I'm not playing a chaotic character. I'm not playing a chaotic character. I'm not playing a chaotic character. I'm not playing a chaotic character.
Alright.
I'm not playing a chaotic character.
Meh.
I'm playing a neutral good character. I can do that.
Right. Jay, you are chaos embodied.
It's fun.
Alright, so you guys head on up to the mayor's estate.
Do I have any problem jumping my dude?
Just give me quick initiatives. See if for some reason he overpowers you for the hilarity of it.
Crap. Yes, apparently he does.
He'll draw his sword and swing at you because he assumes you're going to kill him or something. Yeah, he's going to hit.
Dang!
Let me whip out.
I shouldn't have mentioned anything.
Yeah.
Let me whip out standard character number 3. Alright, Crusaders, Dungeon, Entertainers, Fighting School. Are they under City Guard or something like that?
Yes.
Under C. Brigand, City Watch. Alright, Guard. Sorry, he has a halberd that he whacked you with.
Dang it.
And yes, he is whacking you. And he's going to whack you for 4 points of damage.
Ouch.
Now get your swing. Put the bump in the bump, do bump.
How many days has it been? 2? 3?
2.
Frickin' A.
Okay.
You tink off his mighty, mighty armor. He misses you. You miss him. He hits you. Does 13.
Dang it!
Ow. He's gonna over. You're just gonna get arrested.
32 minus.
13
and
is 4. 19. Does a 20 hit you? Does a 20 hit you?
Yes.
Take another 9. You're down to 10 hit points.
You can withdraw. That is an option.
Oh my gosh. This is hilarious.
This is what you do for going alone.
Yeah. I didn't even get a surprise round?
No, that's what that was for.
I was stalking the guy.
Maybe he noticed.
Well, hold on now. Go ahead and give me a stealth check. He gets a 4. Take your one swing at him.
Okay. Do I get to know how many hit points he has?
No.
Dang it.
You don't have Death Watch.
Yeah. That's why I love Death Watch. Mm-hmm. It also allows me to know how far down my allies are.
That would be with my basic... I would have, like...
Yeah, you'll hit him.
Maximize my effect, so
He's flat-footed.
Can I manage a jump attack?
No, you get a standard action on him. Okay. That's what a standard round is. Okay. Jump attack is a full round action. You can get a power attack on him.
Power attack, then.
Okay, so what's that power attack-wise?
Well, it's a 15 plus 3 would be 18.
18 will just hit him. So roll your damage. And you're still going to take all this damage.
Of course, this is just whether or not I can get him down any kind of
caster.
Ha-ha!
Okay, what'd you get?
10.
10? He's at 10. All right.
That'd be more if you power attacked.
Yeah.
Well, if I power attacked, it would have been 17.
Oh.
Which wouldn't have hit.
Yeah.
I just normal attacked.
All right.
You gotta have your shield, I take it?
Yes. Does a 20 hit you?
Yes.
Well,
he does 11.
He gets one more swing.
Oh, swing. Swing away. This is the last swing you get before you go down.
If you decide to stay.
I withdraw because I know I'm going to die.
All right, you're off. I was attacked by the lotion merchant.
What can I say? before I meet these goons up...
I didn't figure you'd lose to him, but okay.
Dude! Does anybody want to help me, Benny, or something? Crap! No, of course not, because I'm doing this the hard way.
Yes! We're saving our Benny from when it actually matters.
I was being a good role player. I was doing something inventive.
That someone else did.
Alright,
So come with us to be recruited.
He limps up to the...
I need to heal up a little bit.
Go find the druid.
Mm-hmm.
Go find Nisha.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll do that.
What did you do to yourself?
I had a plan. It was awesome.
You get 6 hit points.
Thank you. Sure you can't spare anything else?
Give me a bonus.
I really, really appreciate you a lot. And I think you're awesome, being half-elven and whatnot.
She's full
elven. I mean elven, because me, myself being half-elven and you being 15. Elven, we're like, yes. We're like siblings.
15 more.
31.
You now have a boo-boo.
We just say he was beat up by some...
So he's... I now disguise myself as somebody completely different than the lotion merchant.
Okay, go ahead and give me a disguise check.
There you go. See, I get one charisma.
We just say some people beat him up on the outskirts of town, so he wants to join the guards.
The disguise kit does what for me?
Plus two.
Oh, plus two. Yeah, sorry.
Okay.
Is it plus two? It's technically...
I was probably thinking of the spells, sorry.
I don't have a...
This guy gets plus two.
Okay, so yeah. That gives me a plus five total. Alright. Hiya!
16. Whoa, okay. He's a half-elf with a mustache.
Why, hello there. I'd like a martini, a shaken, not stout.
Anywho, so up at the guards, basically you guys kind of... I apparently need to blow my nose.
I've got Kleenex over here.
I was going to say I was going to use paper towel on my face.
Nah.
Thank you.
Yep.
Good toss.
Huh?
Good toss.
Thanks.
Alright. Bailiff kind of looks all the people who are there up and down, so. Okay. And Magic gets over you and kind of looks you up and down. So you guys have the description. He's actually just straight up bald. It's not shaved bald, it's just.
Does he have blue tattoos and his primal magic? If he is, I'm running away.
Petrify.
Damn it!
Fist. Shatter. You'll notice that even while sitting around, kind of, he's, instead of wearing his, like, full armor regalia, you notice he's basically just wearing padded around the, kind of, office,
uh-huh.
So to speak. and all he really does is carry a club. But it looks like a fairly nice club. It's actually made out of... it's actually got a steel haft. It's actually got a thick red wood as the bat material itself. And etched along it, you can see are a series of arcane sigils.
Nice.
He himself is scarred, and you'll notice that basically there seems to be like a couple small dents in his head where you think he was hit really hard. And his skull fractured and never quite healed back normally. And he looks you up and down. And let me see your arm. Pat! Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he kind of does, you know, stuff. Random just like hits and punches and kicks and whatnot to people. And gets to you, kind of feels your arm up, looks you in the eye. And then he like socks you in the gut. Are you here?
That was the side of my face I got hit with the halberd.
He basically kind of turns away everyone except for you two.
I keep standing there.
Can I clean your boots, sir? I awfully want a job here. Please,
sir. We can recommend him. He's our brother.
I'd love to polish your shoes.
You're responsible for him.
Very well.
That's dangerous.
Thank you, sir. Much appreciated. Your most grand... I'll shut up.
Drop the accent.
Mm-mm. Okay.
And remove the makeup.
You mean the mustache?
That was the extent of my disguise. Somebody completely different than the lotion merchant.
Mustache.
Sorry. I just didn't want my girlfriend to know that I was applying. You know.
Was your brother born without testicles?
I question his elven heritage.
Whack! Don't disparage elves.
Fairly like elves.
I think we learned as much, didn't we? Or no, just he doesn't like orcs.
He doesn't like orcs, but apparently he doesn't like racism.
There you go.
Except apparently for his bigotry.
Sounds about right for most people.
Okay!
You guys are horrible gathering commissioners.
I didn't investigate him. I investigated the guy who kicked my ass in the alleyway.
Well, you...
After I got a surprise round.
I got a 24 on him. I don't know.
That's something that most people wouldn't really click because that's fairly common for them.
Hmm. All I have is a +7. That's as high as I can get. Because I have a charisma of 10.
So I have a charisma of 10.
So I have a +7 diplomacy.
I'm
going to
take you out back and beat the hell out of you. I'm going to see how well you do in combat.
Very well.
Do you want us to fight back or just get us beat?
No. I want you to fight back.
Oh, okay.
Can I carry anything for you? Forget I ask, sorry. I'll keep score.
I take it this is full contact.
This is full contact. Except you're using basically wooden weapons. Okay. So swords are bludgeoning and subdual.
Mm-hmm.
He, of course, pulls out his shtick. And has his shield. And encourages you to use about the same. Encourages you to basically strip down to basically like padded leather.
Okay.
Because it's not the equipment that makes the fighter.
No.
Well, I have a question, a metagame question. If I play a bardic song, is it obvious that I am playing a bardic song?
Yes.
Okay.
Because even... It's because the other person is bolstered and inspired. And it's obvious that your words are stirring them.
Okay.
He doesn't necessarily notice that, you know, there's magic being woven into the air, but he does notice that your verbal effects affect him. Okay. So it is noticeable.
Okay.
I cast mage armor on myself.
Without
him. You're a mage?
Somewhat. Trust me, I am also skilled with the sword and other implements.
How are you going to cast spells when someone ambushes you?
I have time.
Really?
Well, to cast mage armor.
You, attack it.
Okay.
Find it out!
Do I just have like a longsword or something?
Yeah, basically, you guys are effectively with longswords. Roll initiative.
That's all you did.
Got 11.
I got a 10.
Which one first? You are flat-footed.
He said to attack me!
Yeah. And then I smash him in the face with the sword!
You still don't have enough time to react.
He may not have gone, you know, he's just kind of like... and he went, boof!
Wait.
I've been waiting for an opportunity to kill my brother. Okay, here he is.
I get to beat the snot out of my brother?
Yes! Awesome. And it's part of the quest. This is
great. I got a 16.
My AC is 19.
That's what I did?
With the mage armor?
I'm sorry, 17.
Mage armor at 4. He has no dex and he can't use a shield.
Oh, wow.
I can't use a shield?
Not when you're flat-footed. If you don't know the attack's coming, you can't move to block it.
Oh.
That's actually in the rules. Check it out if you want.
Yep.
Well, okay then. It's a 14.
Whack me.
It's okay. Mine's probably going to be the same.
That's fine. I believe you.
Unless tower shields. Tower shields don't really move. You just kind of... Hey, because it's a wall.
I only do 3 because I'm not really wanting to smack you really hard.
Harder.
Give it a convincing fight. Knock him out. It'll be fun.
You probably hit.
I assume I do, considering we were told to take off all our armor.
Well, we have padded armor or leather armor.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't do a whole lot for me, though.
Yeah. I didn't put that on. It's 2. It's 3. Arcane Strength, does that... Just give me a +1 to...
If you want to start sacrificing spells...
I'll say, when did you
cast... You don't have to sacrifice spells. Jeez.
Animal Affinity, Arcane Strike. As a swift action, you can imbue one of your weapons for a fraction of your power for one range of tree.
Oh.
Players trust +1 damage as... Nope. Apparently you don't have to sacrifice spells anymore. That's what you used to have to be.
Oh.
So, yeah. You spend you can imbue it to a +1.
Yeah. I knew it was only +1. I just... Okay, so...
What type of shield do we have?
8.
Large steel. Or, sorry, large wood.
That's what I
thought. So, +2?
+2, right?
+2.
Okay, so I effectively have a +3 on my...
4. 4. You're in leather.
Okay.
8.
Okay. So I'm effectively at 10.
While they're duking it out, I'm going to go ahead and sort of show off my awesome swordplay skills if the guy wants to hire me as well. So I'll just sort of spar against one of the dummies in the corner. but I'll use my swordplay to, like, diplomatize him.
I do not crit on you.
I'll spend a penny.
Still no. I only have a +6.
I want you to grit on him.
It would be funny.
His AC is what?
4 plus 3. 17, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
You would take 9.
Yeah. Hip, hip, yeah. Skip.
Is that how you're inspiring me?
No. I'm hiding a dummy in the corner. I'm trying to get his attention. So we see how awesome I am in battle.
18.
Oh, yeah. Could you give me a sense motive? Just a sense motive, please. Alright, thank you. It's not worth anything.
Okay, it's a 7. 17 hits you, right?
Yes.
Okay. 10.
Okay, hits first.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. 3.
Are any of the other guards around?
Nope.
Just us.
Oh, you want to attack him?
No, I'm just wanting to know whether or not there's backup.
8.
Do your brothers always smile when they hit each other?
They might smile, but I scowl in the face of danger.
You're trying way too hard.
15, right?
Lose my AC.
There you go. 8.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, they're doing really well hitting each other.
That's 4. You're going to put me down this turn?
Oh, no, I miss.
Oh, sweet.
I rolled a 3.
Wow, this is the most non-enthusiastic 8. Battle I've ever seen.
I don't want to, like...
Seriously maim her, yeah. Obviously. But yeah, I'm just...
It's my brother, and I don't have any special ire against him or anything.
Went that way.
Mm-hmm. Meh.
As soon as you hit me, I'm going down. Jeez. 11.
Josh goes at 1 hit point.
I'm at 4.
Jessica's turn.
Not quite.
That hits him just barely, right?
I don't know. What does that give you?
That's a 15, right?
Yes.
It doesn't add 1 to hit damage. To hit, just to let you know. Just add 1 to damage.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Just adds 1 to damage. I'm sitting here.
Really?
Yeah. Can I show you?
Arcane Strike.
I thought it said plus 1 to hit and damage. Like, it's just a... it adds plus 1 to a weapon
well, that's
temporarily.
Kinda
for 1 round, your weapons possess plus 1 damage and treat as magic for the purpose of overcoming damage reduction. You're not getting your bonus to hit.
Okay. I understand.
There's actually one other hit that you would have missed, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There. Now I hit you.
Hit for 3.
Oh. I have 1 hit point left.
Hey, old man. Get the fight over with. Jeez.
I'm done.
Oh, no.
All or nothing, you take a minus 1 on all attack rolls until you crit.
That's fine, I haven't hit him anyway.
There we go.
And...
Do you at least do 1 point of damage?
You go down!
Seriously!
There you go.
Well, I wanted to know exactly how much I did, because... to make up...
It's non-lethal.
Oh, well, yeah, I know. What I mean is, for that other hit that I missed, to see if it would have mattered.
Then...
Yes, what are you doing?
Sneak attacking him.
What?
Okay.
And what's your caster level?
Caster level? 3.
Alright. As he hits you in the back of the head, your mage armor goes down.
Oh.
Thud.
Ow.
That's why magic won't help you. As the two brothers are lying there unconscious in the back.
Well done, sir. Excellent lesson. Lesson learned.
You guys wake up after a little while. Bruised. In pain. You wake up later than he does. Sit. You know, take him inside. So you guys have mud on your shoes.
I go up to you. No.
I'm just dragging.
I put the rope around his shoulders, put it on like a backpack, and just go.
I don't have all my heavy armor on at least.
Yeah, your head hits a couple of rocks along the way.
So you guys will...
Okay, I'm thinking.
He'll eventually wake up and he'll come to the... Conclusion I came to is you don't need a whole lot of training. Where'd you guys get your experience?
Ogre.
Really?
Pretty much.
It abducted some of our villagers.
Where at?
I forget what our village is called.
Yeah.
Dunderville.
South of Dunderville.
Hmm. You heard of it.
It's pretty
small. Most people don't.
It's a small town.
Well, go get some rest. Tomorrow you start up your rounds.
Thank you, sir.
What can I do for you, sir?
Make sure they get home.
Yes, sir. Before I get back out the door, I put my mustache on.
All right, I'm actually a little full this time. There we go. I went to the fight injured.
But when you guys get back, you know, Anya babies you, Dayla babies you.
I just sit in the corner and gaze at Sabrina forlornly.
Sabrina comforts you.
It was terrible.
Mug of milk?
I didn't even get cooked.
Mug of milk? Cheese? We have plenty of it.
Thank you.
I love milk. It's so refreshing.
So, are you taunting me?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? No, this is taunting you.
I don't know why. We're
going to go. I think I have a lead.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, awesome.
I'll talk to you guys up in your room.
Okay, that sounds great. That's good. Halberd,
what'd you do to yourself?
I fell on it.
You fell on a halberd?
Yeah, it was a very, very aggressive halberd.
Oh. Okay. We're back up in your guys' room doing the...
Cheater.
When we find a moment alone, I sort of take it to the side.
The whole point of that is to deal with our natural ability.
That is my natural ability.
Magic is not natural.
I studied it. It's natural. It's mine.
No, I don't think you own magic. If I remember correctly, it's not natural because it came from dragons and deities.
Dragons are natural.
No, they're not. They're monsters.
New goes, before you go any further, go ask the druid. If someone will know if dragons are monsters, it's her. I'm tired. I'm not going to bump with this tonight. You two are going to sit down and have a nice, civil conversation, or I swear to God, I'm not a gold, I will sneak attack you until you're both unconscious.
That won't take real long.
I am tired, and that blacksmith is deaf.
Once a duel.
As you see New kind of curl up in the pillowcase.
I use him as a pillow.
You feel something bite onto your
ear. My ear!
Moron. We are so retarded.
After a while, Sabrina sneaks up doing the...
I meet her out in the hall.
Yeah, what's
going on? Does the oblivion sneaking, you know, out in the open.
Somehow people don't see her.
People ignore her. Yeah. That's what I'm convinced. They're just like, what the hell's that? Don't ask. Just walk.
Really, really weird.
What's going on?
I think that they switched it up and they just started paying the bartender because he was already here. Never suspected him.
Okay, they switched it up,
uh-huh.
And they just started paying the bartender.
Instead of bringing someone new into town,
right?
They just hired someone who's already in town.
So you're saying you think the bartender is the spy?
Yeah, he's really suspicious. He knows where all these secret tunnels are and whatnot.
Yeah.
Well, that reminds me. I have to go check that out.
Hey, hang on a second. Just a second. And I go back inside the room and I poke Newt a little bit.
What?
Come here. Your head goes.
What happened?
Okay, so this. Never mind. Too much to explain. I sum up. Come here.
Why do you have a mustache? You look awful.
My name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father.
Your mustache is way too bushy.
Bing. Bing.
He has two sets of eyebrows. Your brother's insane.
Just call me Bird.
He's a bard.
I have yellow skin, a purple nose, and I love pigeons. Okay.
Plummeted in Feralta. Who would kill those cute defenseless creatures?
I always thought that was funny.
By the way, we have Dragon Age 2 for when you want to steal it.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I was going to ask you if you had started playing, if anything.
No, I haven't yet. I was very distracted by Fable 3. And I just got Final Fantasy 13.
Nice.
No, that's a waste of your money, but...
Okay. I like it.
I thought it was lame as hell.
I mean, whatever.
You don't like the anime stuff.
It also sucks 13 hours and you still don't have your party.
It's true. That was kind of annoying.
It is rather slow.
In my opinion, personally, if it lasts a long time, I've got my money.
You're right. If torture lasts for hours on end...
Oh, fine. Give it up. Okay, so Newt, come here. Sabrina found out something interesting.
But I'm not sitting on the bed. I have to look up at you guys now. What?
Okay, so Sabrina says that she thinks the innkeeper is one of the spies because he has all those like tunnels and stuff. You remember looking into those?
Yeah.
Did you ever notice anything suspicious about them?
Other than having secret tunnels underneath your bar?
And full of cages?
Yeah.
Other than that, no. It wasn't suspicious beyond that.
Sounds good. You can go back to sleep.
On that, no. It wasn't too suspicious.
There was blood caked on the walls.
Everyone, save me.
I turned back to Sabrina.
Is he always that sarcastic?
I don't know what you mean. Seems like it must be a false lead. Clearly there was something suspicious about it. But if it makes you feel any better, we'll go ahead and investigate just to make sure. But I'm pretty sure we won't find anything. Okay. Thanks. Hey, by the way, I've been black practicing with my halberd. I'll show you later.
I've been learning how to play the flute.
Really? Would you like to do a duet tomorrow?
Not quite the same flute.
I get it. It's a piccolo.
I hope not.
Wait. What kind of flute were you talking about? I love being hapless. It's so awesome.
All right, I got it. She slips off.
Okay. Wait, what did she slip off?
Everything.
I'd love to... Ooh. Right there in the hallway?
Nice. Keep it down!
You know how you need a distraction in order to be able to make a high check? Where'd she go?
Hey, look! She evaporated!
All her clothes are there still, but she's gone!
No way!
Alright, so... I'll see if I can get a heal check before I sleep tonight.
And Newt goes, from me?
I need your tender love and care.
Your brothers can give you all the tender love and care you need.
My ribs are killing
me. Go to sleep.
I can't help you.
I hate you.
Love you too, bro.
You can always try down the hall. I'm sure Dayla's still awake.
Dayla.
You hear her on your Drea sitting there talking. Oh, no, they're right. Dayla. Different.
Taverns.
Who was she staying with?
Misha, maybe?
No, Misha was out the
She was on her own.
Wasn't Dana, like, staying in the inn that she's working at?
She works here.
Oh, okay. Well, then we're... She's down the hall, then.
Okay. So. You hear something crash. See her trying to pick up... She's trying to put together a broken vase. You see the quarterstaff laying on the floor. You see her hair's tied back, and you see...
You didn't help with that. Mending.
Neat.
Hey, I picked it up along the way. Say, can you give me a good old-fashioned look over just in case these ribs can get any better?
She bandages my goes, oh, that looks bad. Oh. That looks infected.
Got anything to help that?
No, but I hear William has, some stuff. You want to go grab him?
William? Why do I want my brother? He'll just beat me up.
Younger brother, he'll beat you up.
Dude, you're my bigger brother, whether that's younger or older. Doesn't matter which. You're bigger.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Will you come with me?
Sure.
Okay.
Poke, poke, poke. William! Ow! 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 It's so sensitive!
Sorry.
I probably left already.
I came to Dayla and she said that my wound is infected and I don't want
my hair is probably like loose. I have no top on. What do you want? Oh, hi, Dayla.
By the way, your hair looks good, Dad.
Really? I think it's in the way. Yours look good, though.
Hello? Hurting, infected!
What? What's going on?
Can you help me out? This is...
I already cleaned. She goes off going...
Oh.
What do you want to do? Tear it open? She did a good job.
Yeah. I think I've been duped. Sense motive after the fact. Nope.
Why did... Wait, what?
I don't understand. She's really good. She healed me when I wasn't looking. Alright.
Yeah, she does have that wandering hand.
Where does her hand wander?
Alright, so next morning.
Go to sleep.
Hey. Alright, so
glad I already left.
Back at 36.
Alright, so at dawn we go report.
We go report and he basically gives you guys the long. Basically, you guys are to patrol the outskirts of the town.
The two of us?
Three of you.
Three of us.
I'm just there to make sure.
Our babysitter is the
major. No, more like I'm the guy who has to run back to the fort and let him know that something is wrong if the two of you both die. But considering that the two of you probably won't die, I just get to be there looking stupid.
But if we do look like we're going to die, you have a way out to save us. You're like, dude, I killed my brothers! The city's doomed!
I mean, I don't know what you're talking about. I was just standing there watching them die, and then I thought, well, obviously they're goners. May as well go back to the fort.
So, that's the route he gives you. If you decide to do it or not, it's up to you.
Well, regardless of whether you guys do the route, I have to be back by 12.
Okay.
We'll tell you. Lead my double life.
We just say we're on lunch break.
Or that.
Yeah. Meanwhile, I try to avoid
TN.
I wear the mustache as a unibrow.
Okay.
Let's see the new guy.
What is going on, my friend? What you are doing today?
That's a thick accent.
Yes, I am from the faraway country of none of your business.
What was it, master?
I am Sven. Good to meet you.
Good to meet you.
Oh my gosh.
Are you guys going to try and slip off at all to see if you can slip into the Theodore's area? What? What's the plan?
Yes, because at this point we've infiltrated. Now what?
Yeah, before we go, I think we should go over to Theodore's area and see what's going on. Or
we could also reconvene with Darla. Or no, I'm sorry, Antonia Drea, see if she knows anything.
He could bind two names in there.
Yeah, I guess maybe we should do it and then just talk to Dela or Andrea.
Sure, go meet up with your girlfriend.
Alright.
I'll spot you.
You guys do your job. Are you slipping off to meet Andrea at any time or what? Or wait until after you guys are done?
I figure after we're done. Well, alright. It's a long shift, I guess, but...
Basically, you guys get done about dusk.
Okay.
I have slipped off successfully for lunch and dinner, so as to not arouse suspicion.
Yeah. Since your two compatriots are covering for you, there's no need to, you know, make a stealth check. Unless you really want to slip out on your brothers.
Mm-mm. Push! There he's gone. Where did he goodness. Go?
I wait until we're crossing the bridge, and I'm just like, what is that? Shove.
All right, so that night.
Assassin!
Sorry.
The Camels and the Wolves Part 3
Ninja
gets a 26.
Alright, so apparently the people came back for this one. Having heard Part 1, some heard Part 2, they discussed, came back and listened to Part 3, and they really enjoyed it and gave you 9 gold.
Nice!
Dude.
I'm making a movie out of this.
The Camels and the Wolves.
And so at the end of Part 3, and the moral of the story, friends...
There is no story.
Camels are far superior to wolves when traveling in many numbers.
I never thought about it that way.
So...
Didn't you say your brother died to a camel herd once?
Put in layman's terms, two humps are better than one. Thank you.
I'd say so.
I look over at Andrea, over at Sabrina.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Anyway. Hey, Andre meets up with you guys.
So what'd you find?
My butt's sore.
Awkward?
Chairs are really hard.
Oh. Right. Still awkward.
Okay.
Wait, you said chairs, right? Okay, never mind.
Cool. I made a letter for him.
What did it say?
It was addressed to a Mr. I. Just the letter I. And it said
something. Is he writing to himself? That'd be funny.
He's illiterate, so he told me to write it.
Interesting.
And.
Wait, wasn't he recommended?
Mm-hmm.
Well, apparently. Well, they also said he wasn't very good at paperwork.
Yeah, they didn't say that.
He was recommended. Why he was recommended? Well, the mayor's gay.
So?
Just saying.
Or some fancy noble said this guy's cool.
Yeah.
He then said that the deacon was found dead and he suspects foul play. And that he would gladly request assistance, and he told me to sign his name.
Alright.
What was the name of that guy that abducted us, the Inquisitor?
Toph.
Toph.
It could be Mr.
Inquisitor. Inquisitor. Could be.
Then he started petting my hair. Awkward.
Yeah, no, that's awkward.
Yep. That's awkward.
Yep, gonna have to say. While they're doing their thing, I'm gonna talk to Newt.
What?
Sorry, I'm sure you're, you know, bored.
He's deaf. No, at this point, I'm literally convinced he's deaf.
Oh, really?
I said, make a circle. Me squares. A square manacle is not helpful. So what?
Have you learned anything from, you know, the bailiff side of things?
stern, quiet, does all his own work, doesn't like the assistant, washes me occasionally. Occasionally when recruits say, give him bad news, he yells. Nothing abnormal. He dealt with a case of domestic violence.
So he doesn't seem to have any suspicious activities then?
He likes to watch me occasionally. Kind of creeps me out.
Yeah.
Sounds, well, that sounds like a, you know, someone who would be in charge
of an overseer.
Yeah. Suspicious of people.
So, nothing too abnormal. All
right.
I spend a lot of my time with a deaf blacksmith.
Cool. All right. Well, you're doing a great job, Newt. Can we do anything for you?
Hmm? Find a cleric to heal the damn blacksmith's ears.
Can I do that with Cure Light Wounds?
No. Maybe I need to start drawing pictures. Could you draw pictures of some manacles for me? Here's some...
Okay.
They have, like, etchings in them.
Ooh.
Yes, they do have etchings in them.
Yes, as a matter of fact. It's well shaded. They've got a couple of diagrams. Side view, top view, side, you know, the internal workings. 26.
Oh, there you go.
Here you go.
Oh, nice. Oh, that's nice.
Thanks.
Is that charcoal?
It's actually the number 2 vine charcoal. Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Where'd you manage to get that?
Well, there's this really nice place down by the creek. It shuffles up the driftwood, and I just burn it in the fireplace overnight.
Oh. Fine, what do you say?
Mm-hmm. It's good stuff.
He made it up.
He's a bard.
I'm a rogue. I knew that.
I know, it doesn't mean you have a high sense of motive.
Yeah. All right, so...
Newt's that type of rogue, though.
Say Newt.
Newt.
I'm thinking about ditching on my brothers tomorrow. You want to go investigate those tunnels some more?
Sure, we can do that. I'd prefer to bring your brothers. They don't need to sleep, right?
Good idea. Yeah, we should do that.
Continue. Did he have you mail that letter?
Huh?
Did he have you mail that letter?
Oh, yeah. I sent it out. There was this guy in white robes who picked it up.
Like, you brought it to him?
Or yeah, yeah.
Where was he? Did you meet
him? He came by.
Oh, okay.
It seemed really suspicious to me.
That does seem very suspicious.
Holy Theodore!
There's a man in white robes?
A man in white robes.
Hmm. Interesting. Assassin! I'm so tired.
Remember, you're driving.
No, I'm not. Me, it's fine. Okay. I'm talking about my character.
I walked all day.
Nah. 22.
On
finding out about a man who may be in white robes.
Doesn't ring a bell with any of the populace.
Okay.
I'm going to pause this really fast.
They'll come out. Because whichever one it is, doesn't... You know.
I mean, they obviously have a hatred of each other, so they're willing to believe the worst.
Mm-hmm.
So if we accuse one of them...
I was going to say hatred. More like dislike.
No.
They're always bickering.
I suppose that's true.
So we bicker.
But
we're brothers.
As he goes...
Clearly they would look for an excuse to have something up on the other.
They're not brothers.
It could be.
They would look for an opportunity to oust the other, or to disprove the other, or to discredit the other, whatever. So, I'm thinking that's pretty much it.
Alright. If you guys want to walk up to him and accuse him, go for it. I'll stand behind you.
I'll stand behind
him if things go badly.
Very well.
That way we get the flank in, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Totally.
Cool.
All right. So that morning when you guys show up for work,
uh-huh.
Bailiff gives you guys the same route you had last time.
Uh-huh. Bailiff, we have something to report.
Oh?
You may have heard about the spies in town.
I'd heard rumors. I think they're rubbish.
Very well. We have a witness who can vouch for this. She says the Theodore, the new mayor's assistant, may be one of these spies.
I doubt they'd be stupid enough to try that twice in a row.
Oh, the last one was?
Yes.
Hmm. You never know, sir, if I might say. Sometimes the best place to hide something is in plain sight. It's like lightning striking twice.
All right. So let me get this straight. Three brothers all conveniently join on the same day and somehow, within a matter of 24 hours, uncover a spy conspiracy plot. Is that what I'm getting?
No. We were working on this before we joined the Guard.
So you're adventurers?
Yes.
Let's see what Theodore has to say in his defense. You're coming with me.
Yes, of course. I see if I can get Newt's attention.
Did someone just explode in the corner?
I think the gnome may have just incinerated. I hear that happens to them.
Self-composed.
They make dangerous things. How would it spontaneous.
There's a new racial flaw, spontaneous combustion. All right. So he'll walk in and you can see Theodore. He's looking at the papers all officially. You can see Andrea sitting over there kind of scribing stuff. He's like, uh-huh. Hmm. Mm-hmm. It, and Bailiff literally just walks up and... You'd be so kind. Theodore, these people have something to say to you. Yeah. Who are you three?
We're the Brothers Link.
I'll take off my mustache and trim. My name is Bert. I like pigeons.
This is a waste of my time.
We believe you're a spy.
A spy, please. I was fully recommended by my cousin up in Minoria for this job, and the bailiff kind of looks at him and suddenly kind of does this.
Living lie detector! I also sense motive.
Really, in Minoria?
You're like,
crap!
You're like, of course. Some noble recommends a completely unqualified moral.
That's what I was thinking. Wait, wasn't he recognized?
I guess I got
this guy sucks.
11. 11?
Yeah, that gives me an 11.
So, we all got 11.
So all of you are like, well, you know, nobles are kind of useless.
What is... Would I know the accent for Minoria?
Mm-hmm. He does have the accent.
Oh, he does.
Appropriate.
Damn. I roll poorly on linguistics anyway.
Well, that just means that your cousin is clearly in league with the...
How dare you, Bailiff! You should arrest these three guards. Brothers Link, arrest Theodore.
Yes!
And this is where it's initiative because he's not going down quietly.
Yeah! Awesome. Nice. Crappy. I'm going very poorly today.
Do you guys want me to draw the hallway out here?
Yes.
Probably. I don't know that there's space for all of us in there anyway.
Yeah.
Now we get to actually pull out
when there's actually
our
props.
Figurines.
I know, we get to actually do something. Instead of you go shopping.
Dude! I was making plans. I was trying to be well thought out.
That's a rug. That's a rug.
Didn't work. Just saying. You know, I think we have this unspoken agreement down pretty well.
Oh. Actually, it reminds me of Japan. Apparently, beer law, if you will, if you want to call it that.
Sure.
Is, when you're out drinking with your buddies, whenever their drink gets down low, it's your responsibility to fill their drink for them. They cannot fill their own drink. One of your drinking buddies has to fill it for you.
Oh.
And it's rude to not.
Oh. So if you sit there with a near empty glass for a while, you know that you're not really with good friends.
Right. Precisely.
I see. Wow. He's all gussied up. Shoot.
Shoot.
Wow.
That's about right.
And Newt is hiding under the table somewhere.
Give me initiatives.
Yes.
Fine, do you want to be over here?
Hardy rolled.
No, I was just curious why I was in front. I wasn't the one talking. <It's all.
laughs> And then the bailiff, Honyadrea, Newt, the very, very screwed Theodore. Jay, what'd you get?
5.
Ryan, what'd you get?
18.
Jessica, what'd you get?
4.
Bailiff goes on 23.
Damn.
And Andrea goes on a 13. Newt goes on a 5. Theodore. Goes on schizophrenia.
What is he, like a heretic or something?
No, he's an aristocrat.
Oh, okay. Very well. Let him kick.
He goes on 18. Alright. Bailiff reacts and orders you to beat the snot out of him. Ryan, for he is obviously hostile.
I will quick draw my bow.
I would say, are we in standard uniform?
Yes.
Okay. So what is that?
Well, basically chainmail.
What is that?
Armor 6, max dex 2.
Okay.
So yeah, your weapon.
I am where I am.
Back up to 19.
The
even though I can't really cast spells probably.
Yeah. He doesn't change out your weapons or anything like that.
Okay.
The only thing he checks to make sure is you have a sap. If you can provide your own weapons past that, he doesn't care.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I have a sap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have saps. I think we have like 20 saps. Something like that.
Ooh. And if you have need of it, he will provide you with a club.
I have a mace.
I have a longsword.
If you don't have a club, I'm just saying, he'll provide that 0 gold item to you.
He'll give you a chair leg.
His club?
I have a 30% spell failure chance. Dang it!
Yes, you people with magic have actual spell failures because you're wearing armor.
Mm. Yep, that's fine. I'm not casting it.
Well, my AC is up to 18, so that's nice.
Mm-hmm. 14.
14 will miss.
There you go.
Alright, his turn. Quick draw.
Is it right?
Blade.
Seriously? He's not even slightly intimidated by 4 people coming after him?
You're right. Bailiff's holding, so he'll take his deck opportunity. He'll hit,
damn,
but
it.
It's not going to stop him.
That was 15.
Okay, he'll take 5 points of damage.
Okay.
The pain and the agony. Not enough. All right. And he drinks a potion. He goes,
All right.
Then question. Metagame question. Can invisible foes move through an enemy square?
Yes, technically.
At a penalty or just...
Because you do not threaten the square that you're in to him. I usually allow a notice check.
Mm-hmm.
Because that basically, he's like trying to move past without touching you.
Right, okay. Just checking.
And it wasn't quick draw. Okay, so. All right. On your Drea.
Huh.
Gets under the desk. Then we go to 5, Jay.
And now, the bonus round.
Okay, it's a podcast, uh-huh. But it's all about gaming, yeah. You know, all kinds of stuff. Card games, video games, board games, miniatures, RPGs. Hmm. Oh, and actual play recordings.
Right.
Recordings of games like Deadlands, Mutants and Masterminds, Call of Cthulhu, Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh, I know this.
Hit me.
Gamer's Haven.
Woo! Congratulations! You've won a lifetime supply of gaming sustenance from the Gamer's Haven. From reviews to interviews to actual play, the gamer in you will never go without GamersHavenPodcast.com.
You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at GamersHavenPodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.
That's not canon.